Okay, I'm gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good one?
Mm-hmm. It's good, except you just shot me out of a 10-letter word.
Now, if there's just one left, do I get to take it or not? Because then it must be
well, sure you do.
Six.
Just, well, you're the last one to qualify, so you get it. Put your hand in front of it.
C-U-T? No.
I can't see.
I was going there.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
What? You see, that's hers. Let her.
No, but you can't go up. That would
that's
spoil
right.
those
you
words.
Can't go
so.
That way.
Mm-hmm. The,
she could make something with this M.
Of course.
Start with the M
oh,
and go
yeah.
down.
All right. M-U-D.
Right.
Well, you got to think more than one syllable, but okay.
Mud.
That's
okay.
fine.
Sure, all right.
There's nothing wrong with that. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, there aren't any more tiles. You just have to go with what you've got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go, Betty.
Okay.
You can tell this is a game of non-intellectuals by the short words.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Boy, there's some great chances, but I ran out of tiles.
Oh, you don't have...
Well, you don't get any more either.
Oh, well, don't I?
I was going to put midwife in there, and I had everything but the D.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should have given B. So I'm all finished.
No.
No, not yet.
You've
oh.
got to play with what you've got.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you
Next
said you're
time.
Finished.
No, you can't get any more new ones.
Yeah, well, put an S on that. Make it hats.
Okay.
4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, good. Fire. He's got his all figured out. A lot of stuff right here.
Yeah, but I decided not to do that.
Oh, okay.
This side, the east side.
Okay. Sorry, that's fine. That's
mm-hmm.
2, 3, 4, 5.
I used up some precious letters, too.
Mm-hmm.
Done yet.
Look up SKO.
Betty. This you don't take one I've got in mind.
Well, I got one for you that's a winner.
You just let her figure her
Boy,
own out.
There's a beauty
you
there.
Just don't,
made to order.
You leave her alone.
I-G-E.
Is that a word?
R-I-G.
I'm not sure.
R-I-G. That's rig.
Like no, a... R-I-G is rig.
I don't think so.
Well, it may be. You never know.
R-I what?
G-E.
R-I-G. There's riga, R-I-G-A. Oh, but that's the name of something. Rig, R-I-G.
That's the capital of Latvia.
Riga.
Riga.
It's a seaport in the Soviet Union.
Yeah, Latvia.
Okay. No, there's no rig, R-I-G-E. There's just an R-I-G.
All right, see if there's a Z-I-E.
Z-I-E?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Z-I. You're just... reaching out for nothing now. Z-I-E.
Yeah.
Z-I-B. Z-I... Nope, no Z-I-E. There's a Z-I...
You ever hear of zoetrope?
No.
Is there a Z-O-E? Is that legal?
Z-O-E.
Yeah, like zoetrope.
Z-O-E.
What's that?
Nope, there's no Z-O-E.
Okay, that's the name of a movie company, Zoetrope.
Okay. Why don't you give up now, John?
No, I'm not.
You've had half a night already on that one thing.
Well, I've been fair with you guys. I've kept the game going.
You've got the longest one so far, gee.
Let's see. I know there's one there.
How about Z-I-T?
No, that's not a word.
Well,
I don't worry, I got it going now. Don't bother me.
Oh, you took mine away.
Is that the one you were going to use?
Yeah, S-I-R.
Okay.
T-H-A-T-S.
That's.
Huh?
That's.
Well, there's an S on it.
Yeah, I know it.
That's.
Okay, give me three and give her nine. No, give her eight.
Eight?
Yeah, three for me and eight for her.
Gee, I think she's about winning the game here.
Are you trying to say there's no such word as that's?
That. That's.
You just
that's
said.
Enough.
That's good.
that's
yeah,
bad.
That's a word.
You just said it.
That's
I'm
a word.
Describing it.
That.
You just used the word in a sentence.
Boy, now
I'm
that
describing it.
I got another chance now. If you guys don't mess it up, I can go again.
Well, big arms there is grabbing Mama's things like...
Well,
that isn't fair, is it? No.
Well, it's
well,
the first game.
Okay,
well, he's
here's
feeling
mine.
Sorry for
I've
me.
Figured this out in 2 seconds,
yeah,
so that's
right.
Mine.
And you do
what? No,
three?
No, it isn't.
Muddy?
That's moody.
Yeah.
M-U-D-Y. What is, how do you spell muddy, then?
Two D's.
Oh.
All right, how about that?
I don't know, look it up.
Polly,
Roly.
Well, you've heard of Roly-Poly, haven't you?
Yeah.
Roly.
Well, you look it up. If it's in there, you got it.
Why is Grandma crying?
No, my eye is just tearing a little.
She thinks it's so funny.
Well,
I'm
I think
crying.
It's a word.
If it qualifies a word, you got it.
Okay,
9
all
points.
Right. 9 points.
Go, David.
Go, David. You can go now.
I don't want to think.
He.
Okay, he. That's
5 points. Okay.
T. Okay.
5 points.
Okay, John. 5.
It's your turn. Boy, with that gives you, that opens up some new stuff there. Oh, boy.
You let her alone.
G-I-V-E. I don't have an E.
You got a word that you could use G in?
Yeah.
Okay. You can either use it in the middle of a word, or at the end, or at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The G going like that and like that. You know, either way.
Can't use it there. I got such crazy letters here.
Don't do Roly.
How about using this O in something? Like, she'd have to use it at the end of a word.
I can make a
go.
Yeah, well, that's better than nothing,
for a
sure.
Quickie.
Yeah, okay.
I think
that's
you could
right.
do better, but if you want to
that's
speed
fine.
Along.
Okay, that's three.
Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Okay. How about Osago?
I don't know.
Right there, Osago.
O-Z-A-G-O.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a word?
Osago.
Of course that's Osago. Not a word.
Oh, he's trying to pull one.
Osago.
There's no word like that. In the entire world, there's no word like that.
Is Vex, V-E-X a word?
Vex?
Mm-hmm. V-E-X.
I think we better quit.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Well, I'll tell you what time it is. It's only 9:45, but I think we've come to the end of the game here.
Yeah, I think so.
You mean you can't find Osago in there?
No, too bad.
How about easy? Easy. Is
no.
There?
No, there isn't.
How about muds?
I think I'll just throw in the towel.
You can't make out anything either. Mm-hmm. Huh?
Okay, what is it?
All right.
Six. I've got three.
You got six? Okay, I have to subtract six from your final mm-hmm. score here. Subtract six. That makes seven.
Excuse me.
Okay, your final score is 67.
Mm-hmm.
I got 4, 8, 9, 10, 12. I got to subtract. Oh.
That means you got 22.
2 for 9. I only got 47.
You're going to take 12 away from me, too.
12 from David.
10 from John.
Oh, you and David had a tie.
Oh.
I'll be darned.
What about me?
What did you get stuck with?
10.
47. You're low man. Oh, you and I, isn't that funny? You
no,
and I.
I don't think it's funny at all.
Well, no. I mean, it's strange. You and I both ended with 47, and David and Mama both had 67.
That's unique because that's my age.
So, anyway, well, nobody's, who's the winner? No, I mean, it's a tie between the, you and David are both the winners because it's a tie. So, yakety yakety yak. What do you want me to say? Big deal.
Congratulations. Well, that was a good game.
Gallo baloney.
Double word scores.
Yeah.
Mm, well, we didn't think of that till too late.
V-E-X.
It wouldn't have been like that, that's for sure. Oh, that was pretty good.
Okay. Well, I don't think you got any brilliant conversation out of this
Except
thing, did you?
Your tirade there.
What do you mean?
What tirade?
She called me something. I forget what it was.
Oh, I called you a name? I'm sorry. I don't remember what it was.
Do you want to play the accordion anymore?
Well, I don't know. I'm getting kind of pooped out now to play the accordion. Can't you do any more of this taping sometime later this week? Do we have to do it tonight?
I just wanted to do it when Grandma was here.
Oh.
Then we can forget about it.
Oh. What do you want to tape?
The accordion.
Gee, I don't even know what I want. I'm getting pooped out. I'm getting almost too tired to play the accordion.
Oh, yeah.
Have you got the way that she can play along with herself? Play one little bit and then play over it?
How about those bells we got? I can play
you
little
want
to tunes
play
on that.
This will really work nice. You
well,
can
you
want to
try
like
it once?
Yeah.
All right.
Like that.
All right. We'll play the bells once.
I don't know what
raccoon.
It was. I hear a cat fight.
Did you let Gray out?
Yes.
But I was surprised that they still did that. Of course, this was several years ago in Berkeley, but she hunted around till she found somebody that would stop it with horse hair.
Oh, it's so funny about that.
You know,
I didn't know that had horse hair.
Yes,
it?
It's got horse hair.
Al gave us a mattress, the Navy met Al means.
He made one.
He gave us one.
Oh, gave you one.
From the Navy. When he was in the Navy, he had he used to have a Navy.
Yeah.
He had a Navy out on the...
out on the... front poop deck or something.
I can't think at all. Out on the patio, on the patio furniture, on that Davenport. That, what do you call it?
You want me to play something?
He's been taking...
Oh, are you doing it already? I didn't even know you had that machine on. Jeez. I'm warming up, David. Can't you even let me warm up?
I didn't know you had that.
Let's see. Not very well. Let's see.
Tune?
Yeah, that's After the Ball. Didn't you? Don't you recognize After the Ball?
I didn't recognize
that
at all.
After, I'll sing this. After the ball was over, Annie took out her glass eye, put her, put her false teeth on the table, took out her bottle of rye, threw her cork leg in the corner, hung her false wig on the wall, and the rest of poor Annie went bye-bye after the ball. You like that one?
Yeah, do
oh.
Do that teapot song.
Teapot?
Oh, your mom's tired.
That's a short one.
I don't remember the words.
That's not it.
How you... da 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 da, short and stout. Here is my handle, there is my spout. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, just hip me over, pour me out. Tip me over, pour me. I like that ending. Tip me over, pour me out. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you like that, huh? Yeah. Oh, jeez. Boy, these guys are gluttons for punishment, I think.
Oh, yeah. You ought to go to bed. I'm going to bed.
Okay, Mama. Have a good night, huh?
Well,
all right. Sleep in. We don't have to get up early tomorrow. Well, you know, no hurry. No hurry. And then wash it out again. That probably would be a good thing.
You know, that lawyer that we talked about yesterday, when he married some kind of a young girl years ago.
Oh, yeah?
And she recommended putting a, putting salad oil on your hair.
Yeah. You know, I've heard some beauty women say even mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Yeah,
yeah,
mayonnaise.
That's what she does.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Because it's got egg, and egg is very good
yeah.
for your hair.
You know, you'd think that, gee, what it would make a mess, but you'd wash it out, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But, yeah, I've heard that, too. And also, I've heard it's good for your skin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk anymore.
What's this? You're going to get the last minute choice bits of conversation before.
What's that little bit, the way they cut the hair in the back? Doesn't that have a name?
I don't know.
I thought they called it a scliption or something. S-C-H-L-I-P-T-O-N.
I never heard of it. You're just making that up, David. I never heard about it in my life.
A scliption.
You're making that up. There's nothing like that.
I thought everything about hair got names.
No.
Well, why can't you cut it straight across the back? What is that business of making it rounded?
You have to make it a little rounded to shape your to get the shape of your neck. Otherwise, it looks just like a Dutch boy or something.
Yeah.
It's just straight across. Terrible. Makes a little sweet little noise, doesn't it? Is that what you're after?
Grandma's like Lawrence Welk in the last days.
How is she?
Because when they had the TV show, his voice would give out, and you notice they always put another microphone up to him about halfway through the show.
They would?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They actually did that. The overhead microphone wasn't powerful enough.
He used to say, and a one, and a two.
Yeah, and a one, and a two.
Well, I guess he's retired and enjoying his life.
I suppose so.
A fabulous house somewhere. Everything he wants.
Yeah. He lived down in Los Angeles.
Yeah, around there somewhere, I heard.
When he used to show his home.
Oh, really?
Sometimes when he played. He lives right close to the golf course.
Mm.
He likes to play golf.
Mm.
Okay, maybe we can get something straight here. How do you spell the name of those buttons? You said that we spelled it wrong on the record.
Why were we spelling it at all in the first place? When do you have to know how
because
to spell
it? Because there's a time when you guys are talking about baking, and we transcribed it off of the tape into a typed form, and
so?
You said that we spelled the word wrong.
Mm-hmm. It's K-O-L-I-C-H, K-O-L.
It's not
K-U.
No.
K-O-L-I-C-H, isn't it?
K-O-L, Kolach, K-O-L-A-A-S-H or A-C-H, I'm not sure.
What about the key or the K? You usually have a third syllable on there, da-da-da.
Well, some people say Kolachki.
Now, how's that last syllable spelled?
S-K-I, ski.
Well, they really blew it. They spelled it K-Y.
No. You could look it up in the one of the
cookbook has it. If you're so interested, go get the cookbook and look at it.
Show you exactly how it's spelled. I don't think people would be much interested in that.
They sure like poppy seed, though. They think that's Kolachki. Great.
All I know is Grandma used to make it. Dozens of the things, and you'd go over there and she'd have them all over a table with poppy seed and prunes and apricots and cottage cheese. Mm-hmm.
Well, the way you guys said it, Grandma referred to it as that pruna whip. What's pruna?
I don't know.
Is that some brand name?
Prune whip is a dessert.
It's not pruna.
No, it's prune.
There's no such thing as pruna.
So what else you want to know?
Maybe you can just say a final thing, what it is.
What
this was that we just did.
What do you mean, sitting here eating breakfast? And is that what you mean? I don't know what you're talking about, David.
What if we just celebrate?
Oh, well, we just had grandmother here for Christmas, and we had a nice couple of days with all the family together, and we had a lot of good food to eat. And let's see, that's about it.
In the year.
The year is 1984, Christmas time. And we all hope we have a lovely, happy new year. Mm-hmm. Okay? And what else? What else?
Why are you telling us that kind of accent?
Chicken soup.
Can Grandma talk like that?
No.
It never hoits.
How do you spell it?
Goodness knows.
You shouldn't bother me at 8 o'clock in the morning, Dave, but I'm not at my best. It's too early to do anything at 8 o'clock in the morning.
To be clowning around.
You gotta get me at 8 o'clock at night. That's when I'm at my best. Oh.